Paul Holden of the London-based Shadow World Investigations non-profit organization has spent the past few years tracking the money stolen from South African public corporations. This week he testified for several hours via video link before the Commission of Inquiry into State Capture. He told the commission that Atul, AJ and Rajesh Gupta channeled funds to offshore companies connected to convicted global money launderer Altaf al-Hanani. US authorities arrested the Pakistani in Panama in 2015. They linked his operations to several terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda, and to organized crime groups around the world. He was sentenced to more than 5 years in a US prison and was freed a year ago. Holden says the US government has placed sanctions on al-Hanani and his many businesses. Essentially, says Holden, the al-Hanani network cleaned dirty money that had been stolen from South African taxpayers for the Guptas and, by extension, Zuma.
I think the most disturbing feature of this is that the US investigation established that the al-Hanani network, the money laundering network, was being used for a vast range of heinous criminal activities. It was laundering money for multinational, international drug cartels, and was also involved in receiving, dissipating, and laundering funds for terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda.
Known as the Zondo Commission, the inquiry board has been investigating allegations that former President Zuma and the Guptas colluded to divert government funds for their personal benefit. The Gupta brothers own a number of businesses in South Africa, but now live outside the country. Zuma and the Guptas have repeatedly denied the accusations leveled at them. Zuma has said they're motivated by politics. Holden testified that the Guptas set up a spiderweb of companies, mostly in Hong Kong and China, to process stolen South African funds. The investigator says the Guptas circulated the money through a huge array of business entities across the world to keep it hidden from authorities.
We can see the operation of two vast international money laundering networks that are operating abroad, but which are playing a vital role in laundering the funds of criminal enterprises in South Africa. The criminal networks used by the Gupta enterprise were closely related, if not the same, as the ones paying out to the al-Hanani network.
At one stage, says Holden, the Guptas used a suspected South African crime boss to launder money stolen from the country's power company, Eskom.
The Gupta enterprise, in making use of its various money laundering networks, was employing individuals who were involved in very violent and seemingly organized crime in relation to the importation of illicit substances, and were engaging in what appears to be semi-gang activity. And I think it's quite disturbing that the funds that ultimately emanate from the taxpayer through Eskom transit out of South Africa via the hands of this organized crime network.
The Guptas are reported to be based now in Dubai. The South African government is trying to get them extradited to face numerous charges. Zuma is expected to go on trial soon on a long list of counts, including corruption and money laundering. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.